Good day, good day. You guys, welcome to the Queen Missy's Talk Show, where Queen Missy's always up to something. And today I'm up to talking about the 2E movie. I have two special guests that's here with me, that's sitting on the set with me, and I'm going to start off with, first and foremost, the filmmaker, and his name is Will Adams. And the actor, which is Randall Michael. Not Michaels, but Michael. Okay. So I want to welcome you guys to my show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay. So with that being said, and let's just get right on into it, okay? So you actually, you wrote it and produced it. You were the filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So by that being said, it was in Chicago. The movie was made in Chicago. What made you come up with the movie 2E?
Well, after being online and seeing so many people roast bad movies online, I created the movie that they didn't know they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie is very self-aware. It allows the actors to break character and complain about what people complain about online when they see movies like this. So they're sitting at home like, that's the same thing I was going to say.
Okay.
And then they're laughing with us instead of at us.
Okay, so you went to school in Chicago,
Columbia.
Okay, it's not like the Columbia over, or not like, okay, but Columbia, okay,
yeah,
college.
So CCC, was it Columbia College, Chicago.
With the one downtown, not the one on Sheridan.
I think they're the same. Is that DePaul? That might be.
That's DePaul.
No.
DePaul's on
Sheridan. Columbia? Yeah, satellite. They have a satellite.
It's probably what you just said, satellite.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be a studio. I used to live right next door.
Oh, wow.
And they had the dancers, the actors, and everything. Then I know the headquarters was downtown Chicago.
Nice. Right.
It was downtown Chicago. So how long have you been into filmmaking?
A little bit. This is, I think, movie number, I don't remember.
Three, four?
No, it's more than that.
More than that?
Yeah,
how many movies have you
made? I don't know yet. I forgot. I think it's like 10.
10. Can you name them? Do you remember?
Let's not say 10. I'm going to name them off the top.
Okay.
So we have Kidnapped, which is the first movie. My Enemy's Son, which is the second. What's that? The short is called If I Die Tomorrow, Silent Endeavor, feature Sex Ain't Love, feature Step Off the Block. Short, My Last Time. Short, A Third First. Short, My Last Time, Volume 2. Short, Work Dinner. Short, Tender Looking Good. Short, A Job is a Job. I think that's over 10, right?
I've stopped counting.
Yeah, and then Tubi movie. And then we did the web series during the COVID. That's how I met him, through the web series.
Through the web series.
Yeah. Okay. So so this is a funny thing, because when you brought out the water, and he grabbed it. I said, "Is that the right temperature?" And he started laughing, because his character was a jerk. So,
okay.
And you know, he needed the water at a specific temperature, and he wanted his caps pre-broken and all that. So, hey, you can join in anytime you want.
Well, no, I think you're doing a good job.
Right, I'm going to get to him in a minute. So let me go over to Randall. So when you guys met, and you know, how did you all collaborate together?
That's interesting. That's an interesting question. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember meeting him at all. one day we just started working together, and it never stopped. And it's actually very interesting. Now, he may remember. His memory is probably better than mine, except when it comes for lines. But we don't want to get into that. But I do know the first project that we worked on together was called Plight of the Independent Filmmaker. It's a web series about two guys, the things that they go through trying to get their independent films and shorts off the ground. We had a really good time. We worked together really well. I love the way he listens, and not necessarily accommodates to the point where he's bending over backwards, but he listens to his actors, he listens to the people. He's not afraid of criticism. He's not afraid of hearing things that may go against the grain of what he thinks. Mm-hmm. Of course, he has a vision, and with all directors, you want to try to work within their vision, but he's not the type of person that says, it's my way and this is it. He's very easy to work with.
I'm joking.
He comes on all my other interviews with me. I like that.
No, I mean, it's true. Like, I've worked with quite a few directors, and you know, it's anything outside of the realm of what they see, they don't budge. And that makes it hard to be creative. It makes it hard for you to be fully get your juices flowing in certain situations. So it's unfortunate. But like I said, I don't remember where or even how we met. But do you remember?
I don't remember who introduced us. But right. I do remember I said we need somebody for this jerk character. And then I told you about it. Like, yeah, I know people like that. And what was crazy is, so Plight was written in, it was written in the voice of everybody that was on set. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was written in my voice for me, written in Lawrence's voice for him, Renata's voice for her, and whoever. And so when you brought your character, I had to create your voice from scratch because I thought that's how you act.
He's so a natural.
Every character, every time we shot that character, like in the first episode of season two, you remember how that character was acting?
Raymond Boyd, yes. Yeah. I never forget.
If it's not forget. The two M&Ms.
Yeah. He's one of those people that needed his M&Ms sorted in his trailer, although his trailer was his car.
Okay.
He definitely saw himself through rose-colored glasses. It was very fun, though. Okay. You don't get to act like that, because I'm not one of those people. At least I try not to be.
But he said he'd seen that, so he was able to mimic that perfectly.
Indeed.
So okay, with the...
May I help you?
Is Jonah here?
You are?
I'm Erica, his wife. And who might you be?
I'm Tammy.
Jonah, your wife is here.
Wait here.
This bitch. Wait here. Yeah, I got you. Wait here. Who the fuck are you?
Bitch, we just met. Remember? I'm Tammy.
No, we did.
Oh, that's right. You got this bitch claiming to be your wife coming to my house.
But you're not the person I just saw.
Baby, that's not what it looks like, okay?
Fuck? What it look like then?
Look, baby. Can we please just talk about this in the car on the way home? Baby, say something.
I'll make her ass say something.
Stop!
Oh, you a strong bitch.
What the fuck are you doing?
I got something for your ass.
Look, baby, I'm sorry, okay? Can we please just go home and talk about this?
Talk about what? How you cheating on me with two women?
Two women?
And who the fuck are you?
Tammy, bitch, we just met.
Who the fuck are you?
You knew who I was when you told me that was Tammy's dick.
So you telling me that I met you when I first walked to the door?
Yeah, bitch, who you thought it was?
You got one more time to call me a bitch.
And what? What, bitch? Bitch.
Oh, no.
I got your bitch. Wait, I'm so sorry. I don't want to die. You can have him.
No. All y'all can have him.
Erica.
No.
Erica.
Yeah. Why not? Of course this is happening.
Okay. So on that part of the multiple women and the wife catching him, that's like an everyday life. But can you tell me about the different, because I remember seeing the part where, okay, when they came over to her house.
All right. So here's the thought process behind that. Mm-hmm. In Tubi movies, they switch out characters all the time. And I'm saying Tubi movies, basically the bad movies that stream. Okay. So I took that to the extreme of the character, instead of them acting like, okay, this is a new person, I'm cool with it. Nah, well, hold on, who's this?
Right.
Because now I've seen movies where one character was a tall man, and in the next scene he was short. Same dude.
Wow.
I also seen a movie where two characters, they got gray suits on, mm-hmm. talking to a woman. They're supposed to be lawyers. Hey, you mind if we go in the next room and talk real quick? Sure. They go into the next room. Do have a purple suit on? The other guy's saying, "I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, okay."
The lack of continuity.
Yeah, horrible continuity.
Lack of continuity.
And then he come back and they got the same suit on. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. Nobody was paying attention when they was editing this. You know, mm-hmm. easy fixes. They could have turned to black and white, and they could have got rid of that color all the way through. But it's stuff like that. That's why that scene hit the way it hit, because when you watch a Tubi movie and you was like, wait a minute, that's not the same woman that was delivering. That's his girl. No. Right. Yeah. So, and then the other actor, he's just, oh, mm-hmm. what, two women? No, it's just right. the same woman.
Right, right.
And then the cherry on top was when she pulled a gun out and was like, I don't want to die. Yeah, you can have them.
You can have them. Right, right.
And she pushed the other girl out. That's what I really right. liked about it. She pushed the other girl out.
Because I thought it was maybe like an alter ego when they came mm-hmm. to support her no. when she had, you know, and no. he came back to
they
the
They were
house.
All supposed to be the same woman.
And then she and said, hold up.
Specifically, it was supposed to be the same woman. I didn't want them in I wanted them in different outfits, too. Because okay. I could have had them all in all the same outfit. Mm-hmm. I wanted them in different outfits just to show how bad these movies are.
Okay.
To show... Hey, this is what y'all doing, and okay. it's basically a book or a independent filmmaker's guide of how not to make a bad movie.
Okay.
Because the disclaimer at the beginning says, if this movie resembles anything that anybody's done, it's purely coincidental.
Okay.
But if it does resemble anything you've done, be a better filmmaker.
Be a better filmmaker.
Okay. Yeah. So when you first started, and I'm going to go back to that part. I think it was that part, but. When you first started, you start with your film, with your camera. When did you start making films? Was it, did you ever start filming with your phone, and did you do the camera? When you used to say, I'm going to be a filmmaker, what age were you when you decided,
well,
I'm going to?
When I started being a filmmaker, they didn't have cameras on
phone. They didn't have
cameras on phone. They had the, no, they didn't.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not even gonna go there.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm cool. I was supposed to, you know, be here, but I'm okay. So, but you know, I'm at heart, I'm a shooter. So
shooter.
Yeah, I started shooting because it was the easiest thing. And when it came to production, you just shoot something and then say, here's the footage.
Okay.
So then I start working for people, and then when I'm working for people, I didn't like what they were doing, and mm-hmm. I was like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. So then I wrote a script, and then I shot my first movie, and it was horrible.
Okay, so tell me, let me tell you, my daughter and I, we watched the movie.
I don't believe you.
And yes, we did. And let me tell you, so we're driving because she stays in the area.
Yeah,
and then
she
was like right by 94. So the part where you were right by the expressway, Calumet City, mm-hmm. then you went on down into the hundreds, and then you skipped from the hundreds, and then you went on. Was it? You did have a part with downtown, right?
That's the drone shots.
Drone, yeah. Okay. So who operates the drones?
The government, mostly.
Probably. Exactly. Okay. What he said.
Okay. And so the security guard, since you was the, it was the police officer, the mm-hmm. lady police officer, when she said, the part what made me start laughing is when you guys had, when he was taped up. He was taped up, and I was like, so I started laughing because you guys use tape instead of handcuffs.
Instead of handcuffs, right. But that's all a part of it. And like I said, I think the major thing that we were trying to do is get people to laugh with us and mm-hmm. not at us.
Right.
You know, because a lot of times it's not a problem with taking yourself seriously, but the moment you take yourself seriously and you don't go through mm-hmm. the necessary avenues to make it a serious film, mm-hmm. then it becomes a problem. Like you said, become a better filmmaker.
Yeah, because a lot of these filmmakers, they put these movies together and they don't really, they actually think that this is it, and it's mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have friends, oh, you doing it, bro? And it's bad because,
yeah.
you know, they're not your friends if they're not telling you how to improve.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you, hey, this is how you improve, and you get mad at me, well, that's not what Randall told me. I'm like, Randall not your friend, because Randall is not telling you, he's not telling you something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
So, by me displaying all these bad things in the movie, it's basically saying, hey, don't
fix
do
it.
That. Don't
okay.
do that. This is your guide to not what not to do.
Okay.
Somebody told me when they see this, man, when people see this movie, filmmakers, they gonna be mad at you.
Good.
Yeah. Now be better. And make sure that your movie's nothing like this movie, so they can say, oh, this was in Tubi movie. You don't want anybody to say, oh, I remember, I saw a Tubi movie. This is like, he stole a scene straight out of Tubi movie.
Right.
Because our scenes are authentic. They're done on purpose. Mm-hmm. These other movies, they just said, you know what? I see the baby crying in the background. Leave it in there.
Okay.
So, you know, it's...
Okay, so how about the grown man baby?
Love that.
I mean, yeah, the grown
That was actually one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Again, it's continuity. Mm-hmm. And bad casting, you know, someone goes from being super young to all of a sudden the person's dark skinned and 50, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, but it's all a part of it. Like I say, I keep saying it because it's kind of my mantra for the whole thing. We wanted people to be able to laugh with us.
Okay. Instead of at us. And we want the other filmmakers that's watching it to be
step
like,
up.
All right, you know what? Scrap all of this. We're going to do it again.
Okay. And sometimes you have to do that. If you're so married to certain things that you don't give yourself room to improve them, mm-hmm. you'll most likely fail often.
Wow.
And that's I keep saying that's one of the reasons why him and I work together why I've continued to work with him is because he's not so married to something to where, especially if it's an improvement, mm-hmm. not just because who made the idea,
okay.
right? A lot of people are like that. If there's something that we can work on that makes the film better as a whole, mm-hmm. that makes the scene better as a whole, he's usually all for it.
Okay.
Except giving me more money, but that's...
Well, yeah. that's going to come later, so...
You do.
I give you a lot of money.
Look.
I said more. Yeah. More. Not
I give,
you
I give, I give him more. I give him more money than he... He's like,
more was the opportunity.
Like, what's this for?
More was the
you showed up.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, it's going to come back because guess what?
What's that?
You get a car, and you're going to get more money.
I love it.
Yeah,
But no, we the things that mm-hmm. we've worked on, the things that we're building, mm-hmm. I'm a very strong-willed individual on certain things, but when you're with...
Yeah, fluke.
When you're with people that you can trust, like I say, trust the process, trust mm-hmm. the vision. You don't have a problem you don't have a problem following. If you can trust the vision, trust
fluke.
Where it's going. So,
yeah.
He's talking about a web series.
It's not a web series. It's a pilot that we're pitching that we have 3 concept episodes for.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a part of it. And that's it.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
It's Atlanta and Curb Your Enthusiasm on steroids.
I love that. That's actually very good.
That's good. And it's about an out of work actor who fails upward.
Wow.
So you know, usually when you see a show like that, you see the guy, he's always failing, and that's the growing theme through the whole entire series. Mm-hmm. But he fails upward, mm-hmm. and as he's failing upward, it's these funny situations that happen.
Okay.
And you know, I did it like that because you know, watching Three's Company, the reruns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Jack say, "I'm not going to drink anymore." Next episode, I said that he in a bar drunk, but he always wanted to become a chef, and he's mm-hmm. almost about to become this very exclusive chef, and then he don't get it every rip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I hated seeing that. Mm-hmm. At least make him a chef, and then get him a better apartment, and keep progressing the story. That way, his character, he's an actor, his story progresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out of work one time on one episode. Next time, he got a shot to do an audition. Mm-hmm. Then he gets the job. Mm-hmm. Then he's moving forward. He's constantly moving forward and progressing throughout the show, even though he's failing upward.
Yeah, that was a lot of it was the appeal to me. The fact that, like he says, he fails upwards. Because a lot of times in life, it can be a fluke. But the fact that he sticks to it, the fact that he keeps showing up, the fact that he's putting all of his effort into it to become better, mm-hmm. it makes it I like characters that are endearing,
okay.
that you can relate to, not just on a bad side, but someone that like real life, you know?
And it turns into dumb luck.
Yeah,
all it is just dumb luck, yeah. And he just
blessings.
You know, he happens to walk into blessings. It's like you want to audition for today. Oh,
right.
Cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he matter of fact, I'm not telling the show, but you know, he thinks he's getting the audition because the director wanted to date his sister, but the director's already dating his sister, but they didn't even know they were related.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's a whole...
And it's already copyrighted, so...
Okay.
Try
so, you came up with the idea for the breakfast and with them eating, pretending. So, because I'm thinking like,
that's what they're doing in Tubi movies.
They definitely
so,
do.
So here they I go. Do. I'm like, wait a minute. They're not touching the food. So my daughter, we rewind
and,
it.
And they actually say it, not putting it in our mouths.
Yeah.
Hey, you never see that on times where the plate's full, then all of a sudden it's empty, or then it's back full all of a sudden
that.
From cut to cut?
I should have done that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You should have been on set on that day.
Yeah.
I missed the mark on that one.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay. There's always a Tubi movie, too.
No.
Okay. The security was the police. And I guess the police had the real gun, and he pulled out the fake gun, and she told him, please, let me shoot him. I guess she started shooting at him. So what made you put that part of maybe of the real to the fake back in that part?
Well, again, when people dress up sets, they don't look like, they'll say, all right, we're in an interrogation room, but it's clearly somebody's bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So when she comes back in, she's like, got me in the damn bedroom. And she walks off.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be an interrogation room.
Okay.
And
the best part about it, if I could say, is that this wouldn't have worked as well as it worked, even though we're laughing, having a good time. It wouldn't have worked as well as it worked if people didn't take it seriously.
Okay.
So whatever you're doing, whatever project you're working on, if you don't approach it with a seriousness,
yes,
with a level of gravity to it, it's not going to come across. You know what I mean? And so that's something that each and every one of us did. We took our parts very seriously. We took our roles very seriously. And that's the reason why I feel it was able to resonate with people so well. It's because, like I say, if you don't take certain things seriously, it's not going to reach the people that you wanted to reach.
Right.
No fun in games.
Well, I was cool with it because this guy sometimes stay off script and he stayed on script.
You know,
but it was cool because the script did the work. He was like, no, Will, it's cool. I got it.
I got it, Will.
That's when he sound like this when he's talking to me. Okay. And there's nobody else. He sound like this when he on camera, but when he talking, Will, I got it. No. I said, but you don't want to render it up. What does that mean, man?
Which, by the way, I don't like that phrase.
There
have been times, I will admit, there were times early on where we came and things weren't as, as prepared as they should have been on certain times.
But you were more than prepared this
prepared.
Time.
Prepared, yeah, there you go.
Because you didn't know who was going to be on set, because, you know.
Well, no, actually, it was more for myself and the growth that I've tried to put into the work that I've been
that
doing.
Means.
Oh, okay. My goodness, I'll tell you, I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So then tell me more. Okay, did you work better with certain other actresses or actresses?
I've never been one of those people. I like to always say I can hobnob from the skank to the swank. It doesn't bother me. You know, I don't have to get along. I don't have to like you to be able to work with you.
Really?
That's never been my. Because otherwise, me and him would never. Him and I would never.
As acting.
Ever. We'd never ever work together because I don't like him.
Okay.
No, kidding.
But you nice respect guy. His work. Okay.
But on a serious note, you don't have to. That's not as important as being able to. If you come together on a certain vision. Then you're able to, if you have people that are like mind and the same vision, you can work together. You can if you hold the craft dear.
Well, he used to trust me a lot.
Very true.
Used to, right?
What?
So he doesn't.
Why don't I know?
What do you mean?
Fluke.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but he used to trust me a lot, and you know, it's a lot to it's hard to get actors to trust you because it's like, no, I feel like the character is this. No, well, that's crazy because this is how the character actually is. So, but I feel like the character. I said, man, that's right. So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do what I want to do first, and then we're gonna try to do what you want to do next. And then once we do what I want to do first, and I say, what do you want to do? Never mind. But I don't get that out of him. He just said, okay, what you want? Okay, got it.
Okay.
What you want?
That's because that goes with me trusting.
But
the
you hear the voice I use. What you want? Okay, got it. I got it.
Okay.
That's still his voice.
Okay, so where do you see yourself going?
I'm about to leave out this door right over here at the exit.
In the next couple of months or the
I
next
told
year.
We pitching Fluke. We got Fluke.
Okay.
Also, probably the independent filmmaker of the movie, too.
That's
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I thought you forgot about it.
Are you filming in Atlanta, or are you going to film in Chicago? Which
I'm from here.
I know. So are you going to do some work in Atlanta
for
also?
What?
No, you're not going to. Okay, it's all going to be Chicago.
Yeah.
Everything Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys.
That's good people here in Chicago.
I think so too. See, I'm from Chicago.
See my thumb.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good people in Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather work with people that. So it's funny because when I first started, when I got bigger. Actually, when I first started, audition. Can you audition? Can you audition? Can I? Now I'm at a point where I don't ask people to audition. Hey, Randall, here, can you read this? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do this? Mm-hmm. Leticia, can you do this? Okay, cool. This is what we're doing. Because my formula, this is the formula I suggest that everybody go. Not what I do now. I don't suggest you do it. Mm-hmm. Because you get stuck on people like him. Like, I know he could do the job. This character's perfect for him. Mm-hmm. So what's your schedule? Well, I don't do Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. I do some Fridays.
Got a tight
Fridays
window between 12:30 and 12:45.
On Sunday.
Okay. So, that's
but,
not like me.
But, you know, my formula is write a script. After you write a script, you find all your locations, then you give the actors the script. So the reason why you do that, you wrote the script first, you grab your locations, you lock those in. Mm-hmm. So now because as soon as you give the actor the script, they read it, that first thing they ask you is when you going to shoot it. And when they ask you when you going to shoot it, and you say, I don't know, mm-hmm. I'll let you know a week, a month, or a year down the line, say, hey, I'm ready. Oh, I'm already locked in the project.
Yeah, that closes availability.
Okay. I lock in the project. So, yeah. But now if you say, all right, well, hey, we're shooting on April 19th.
Okay.
These are the dates. Mm-hmm. Even if I love Randall, mm-hmm. he said, oh, I got something else. Mm-hmm. I got to move on. Mm-hmm. My dates are locked already.
Okay.
So now you can grab another person and put them in that role mm-hmm. or find another person.
It's a good system. It's a good system.
If I follow it. I don't follow it because I like the people who I work with.
Okay.
And sometimes they bring other people that are good, like Jen. Mm-hmm. She was good.
Yeah, shout out to Jen L. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, so why don't you guys give some shout outs to the other actress and actors?
I'd like to shout out Randall Michael for showing up today.
And Will Adams for also showing up today. I appreciate it. Fantastic, man. I'm glad you're here. Okay. I'm glad you're here. No, but it's a collective effort. Like I said, okay. we followed the process. We trust the process and follow the vision. Okay. And I think we executed very, very well. And I think people are going to continue to receive the movie very, very well.
Oh, they are actually.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, when people, that's funny as hell. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. I send this to all my friends.
Okay. So I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. And actually, the caller just called. Yes. But I don't know if. Welcome, Black. I'm seeing Black.
Hilarious.
I'm seeing Black. Welcome, daughter, which is Deshaun Black, Dee Dee Black.
Oh, okay.
The film writer, he wanted to ask you about the movie because we saw the movies together.
Okay.
Before we do that, Dee Dee, I want to say thank you personally for taking your time out to go ahead not only watch the movie but to call and talk about it.
Oh my God.
No, that's important. Oh. You need these people to watch our movie. It's okay. It only took 30 seconds. There you go. Thank you for watching the movie, and make sure you keep spreading the word about how much you enjoyed it, because I know you loved it, right?
Yes, I did.
There you
go. Did you tell anybody about it?
I said that, told my coworkers about it.
That's it?
I mean, yeah. Them the people I see every day.
Did they say they watch it? Did they watch it?
I don't know if they watched it, but I was sitting there just telling them about it. So when I go back to work tomorrow, I'll probably put it on for them.
Okay. That's fine for me. Okay. What you think about it?
So I actually thought it was funny because I've seen the sarcasticness from the jump in the movie. With them, I thought it was funny with the, when y'all had the son being as grown as he was playing the son. I thought it was funny when y'all was like, come here, babe, let's eat this fake food. That was hilarious to me. Yeah. I thought it was also funny when a man walked into the garage and then he thought he was walking into a warehouse.
Yeah, that's the actor.
That's the movie movies definitely be like that.
That's the actor that's actually here right now.
That's Randall.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate
it. Hey, how you doing? I actually liked it that too. I thought that was so funny.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that part. That's the part your mother fell asleep on.
No, well, well, actually, she was cracking up like she was, and I was. She said, "You know, I don't even like But I like this movie.
I don't like if it's movies that like make me trying to be funny. I really don't be liking it, and I laughed the whole time.
She did.
Well, excellent. That means you have to watch it again, because that means you missed some of the jokes.
I'm gonna watch it again anyway.
No, I'm saying that because when we headed in the theater, I was watching people watch the movie and they was laughing through other jokes and I was getting upset. I'm like, I wrote some good jokes.
Well, that means that's good. That means they get to watch it again.
Well, no, they was just laughing at all the other stuff, but I'm like, you missed the other one. The first joke was supposed to give you a chuckle, and then the second one was supposed to knock you out. And then, you know, so.
Well, she was laughing like that. You know, she was just laughing. And I was like, I was looking at her.
You see how she looked? She was like, so she got. I laughed, Missy got none of the jokes. So.
Didn't I get some of the jokes?
That's okay. You didn't mean to get a chance to watch it again.
A lot of them probably went over her head.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
Tell her when you rewind it. It was the eating. I said, are they really, did they act like they were eating? And she said, did you get it? And I was like, oh yeah, okay. So she rewinded to let me catch on to it. So.
We definitely appreciate it.
And continue to watch movies with your mother to help her, okay?
It's funny.
Okay, I want to thank you guys for coming on to the show. I want to thank my daughter for being a part of it. I want to thank Alan, and then I want to thank Miss Polly that came on to help all the way, you know, here to assist today. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I want you guys to know that you're going to be able to hear this interview on the iHeart and every social media. Every social media, you guys is going to be able to.
It's going to be on Reddit.
Excuse me.
It's going to be on Reddit.
Maybe.
Isn't that the site where you find homes?
No, Reddit. No.
I'm going to try to see if I can tag it on my TikTok.
No, she's
okay. Yeah, so it's on every social media from Apple. So you guys just stay tuned, and we appreciate you and everyone that supports the Queen Missy's talk show. And I am so happy. Will you guys come back again?
Nope.
Love to.
Right on. Okay. So it's on Plex, PLEX, and Mansa, MANSA. All you have to do is type in Tubi, search it, TUBE-E movie. And he just came into it. But he's here with me, Randall, Michael. There's your head. Yeah, cool. Okay. And we're on there. And
you're going to love it.
You're going to laugh. And if you can, leave a comment. Because they have a place where you can actually leave comments and say if you like the film or not.
And yeah, we don't shy away from comments that aren't always favorable. So, yeah, if you got something to say, let us know. You know what I mean? Let us know.
100%.
We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. All things good with the Queen Missy's talk show. You guys, let's toast.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Man, this shit is strange. This shit is not matching up. Man, this shit is trippy.
What the fuck?
Baby. Sorry, I made a mistake.
He's just a kid. He's just a kid.
Whoa. Everett, get out of my fucking bed. In our bed, Gina. And you.
Baby, don't. He's just a kid.
Yo, you can't use that gun to shoot him, man. Right. He's 16. Daddy, I'm gonna beat you like your daddy's supposed to.
Did you just say he's 16?
No, stop!
That's a toy gun, man.
Baby, no! Stop!